Good day, tokers and tokettes. Radical Russ here at the 26th annual Boston Freedom Rally. It's early in the day. People are just starting to stream in. I've made my way to the High Times booth, and we're here with Danny Danko. Hi, Danny. How you doing?
Hey, Russ. How's it going?
Very good. Great to be out here on the East Coast, and things are pretty exciting here in Massachusetts. You got not one, but two people fighting to get legalizing happen here in
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be some form of legal recreational marijuana here in 2016. And yeah, that's really exciting. I grew up here, so it's, you know, I have a soft spot for here. You know, I've lived in New York for 20 years, but I have a lot of family here and I come back a lot. So it's just really nice to see all the progress that's being made.
And it seems like, you know, going in $5 for the bags, guys. Going in consecutive elections here, it's been nothing but success in Massachusetts. 2008, decrim, 2012, medical, 2016, looking to recreational. Is that translating to the rest of New England? I mean, is New York going to be looking at this anytime soon?
I mean, I hope so, but we have different issues in New York. We're not really allowed to vote on referendums. All of our stuff has to come up through our politicians, and they're just not really stepping up and doing it. So it's tough for us in New York, but here in New England, I mean, the laws in Rhode Island are some of the most favorable medical marijuana laws nationwide. I mean, people are caregivers, people are growing. The important thing to me is people can grow their own, and so they have that law there. And so it's pretty exciting that, other parts of New England are also changing a lot. Vermont, Maine, of course, too, has a great medical law. So
excellent news. And I understand here in Massachusetts, I was just talking to a fellow here at the table, who said, yeah, we voted on medical in 2012. We don't even have dispensaries yet. What's going on as far as that goes?
Yeah, I mean, they have a pretty, you know, tough bill, you know, to fill here. And it's pretty difficult at this point right now to get up and running with all the regulations and everything. It costs a lot of money. And there's obviously been some setbacks, I think. But I do believe that there are dispensaries open now. I think as of the last couple of weeks, or maybe a month or so, there have been a few that have opened up around Massachusetts, at least one that I know of. So they're open and they're selling, but it's important for people to remember that you can also still grow your own out here or have a caregiver that grows for you, so you don't have to rely on a dispensary.
Let's talk about High Times for a second, because, you know, I had these airline miles, and they were about to expire, and they said, rather than lose your miles, you can get some magazines. So I went and got some magazines, and I got Sports Illustrated, and I couldn't believe how thin Sports Illustrated is. It's like 20 pages or something like that.
Yeah.
High Times is thicker than ever. What's happening with the magazine?
Well, you know, people are jumping into this industry every day, as we can see pretty clearly with all the booths here. And so there's a lot of money, basically, that's pouring into marijuana businesses in general, and they're interested in advertising, and our readership is interested in seeing what those products are. So, you know, we're basically a conduit for people who are interested to get to learn more about medical marijuana, learn more about cultivation, understand what's going on in the scene, and, you know, also read about the latest strains and cannabis cups and things like that. So we've kind of defied the norm of what's happening in print. And that's been pretty exciting to see that growth. I mean, we're 160 pages right now and threatening to add more. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. And you're right, when you pick up those other magazines, they feel like pamphlets. Even Time magazine, it's like 50 pages and maybe 20 pages of ads.
Yeah.
So, you know, print has been pretty rough for a lot of people, but it really hasn't hurt us too bad. And the events, of course, you know, we're doing one almost every month, so it's been very exciting with that.
Well, that's where I was going to go next, is that High Times now isn't just a magazine, it's an events company as well. Mm-hmm. The Halloween event just got added for Central California. I'll be there, as well as the one in Jamaica.
Right.
Tell us more about the events that are happening now.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited for Jamaica for sure, because, you know, we're going to a different country. November has traditionally been our Amsterdam Cup. But, you know, things have cracked down over there, and it's been much more difficult to work with the government there, whereas the Jamaican government has been legalizing and working hard to make sure that not only that, you know, people aren't harassed for marijuana use, but also that the traditional Rastafari and Maroon growers from the hills actually will, you know, make a profit and will be able to, you know, make a living off of the thing that they've been doing and been harassed for doing for years, rather than, you know, other companies coming down there and, you know, basically just making a bunch of money and not not having it be Jamaican grown and Jamaican
owned.
Yeah,
and that's what I saw something about Rastafari Roots Fest.
Yeah, the event is the Rastafari Roots Fest hosting the High Times 2015 Jamaican World Cannabis Cup. So yeah, it's in Negril, Jamaica, November 12th through the 15th. There's all kinds of packages people can check out. They can check out cannabiscup.com for more info on that. And then yeah, there's the Lemoore Central Cali, that's right outside of Fresno, and that's going to be Halloween weekend. I'm excited to see some of the interesting costumes that people might come up with for that too.
Danny, I'll tell you right now, my costume is going to blow your mind. I've already got it ready to go. Now, we had some difficulty in, it's weird, I'm from the Pacific Northwest, Seattle and Portland, places where marijuana is more legal than anywhere else on earth, and we can't get a cannabis cup. What's up with that?
Well, it's just tough to find a venue. That's really the stumbling block, because any place that's big enough to have us usually has a liquor license. And if they do, then the liquor board was really just basically harassing them out of signing any contracts with us. So we couldn't really find a venue. And we looked far and wide for a bunch of different places. And, I mean, we just basically exhausted all of our, you know, energies trying to find something, and it just was made becoming more and more difficult. It's kind of like what happened in Amsterdam. It just, you know, you just get the feeling you're not wanted.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got that feeling, and it was made pretty clear that this was going to be a difficult event to pull off. So, you know, there's so many other places now, especially even here in New England, you know, where we're looking to do something as well. So, you know, we're looking at Spain, we're looking at Czechoslovakia. I mean, basically anywhere we can do this, because I think it goes a long way for just spreading the word and getting people involved and furthering the cause of legalization.
Somebody needs to come up with the All Cannabis Cup Pass that you're gonna end up having one of these every month, and then somebody would get all their flights, all their hotel, just travel the world going to Cannabis Cup after Cannabis Cup. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's next for you, Danny Danko? I mean, you're still doing the column, and people are always looking to you for grow advice. Anything new coming up?
You know, we're doing the podcast, the Free Weed Podcast. Basically, a lot of stuff on the web. We're doing a lot of grow Q&A things, a lot of cultivation information on our website. I try to put something up there almost every day. And yeah, just a lot of fun stuff coming up. We got the Jamaica Cup. We got the Central Cali Cup. We have a business conference in Washington, D.C. that should be interesting in December, more along the lines of people who are interested in starting a cannabis business or getting into the business somehow. And that should be interesting as well. That's a smoke-free event, so it'll be a first for us.
A High Time smoke-free event. If you're wondering why they're a little more grumpy than usual, no. Just kidding. Danny Danko here with High Times Magazine at the booth at the Boston Freedom Rally 2015. It's getting warmer, more people showing up. Let's have ourselves a good time. Thanks for sitting down with us, Danny.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right.